It's Merriam-Webster's Word of the Day for April 18th.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Today's word is forfend, spelled F-O-R-F-E-N-D. Forfend is a verb that means, in archaic English, to forbid. It can also mean to ward off or prevent, or to protect or preserve. Here's the word used in a sentence from Mashable by Rachel Thompson. All too often, the selfie is looked down upon with condescension, viewed as the narcissist's calling card, treated with scorn and disdain. But why, heaven forfend, we show evidence of loving ourselves? When the word forfend was first used in the 14th century, it meant to forbid. The term is still used with this meaning in phrases like heaven forfend or God forfend, but it bears an antiquated patina communicated in our dictionary with an archaic label. Other uses of the word are current, though somewhat uncommon. Forfend comes from the Middle English forfenden, from for, meaning so as to involve prohibition, exclusion, omission, failure, neglect, or refusal, and fenden, a variant of defenden, meaning to defend. With your Word of the Day, I'm Peter Sokolowski.
Visit Merriam-Webster.com today for definitions, wordplay, and trending word lookups.